You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Long time ago, we did our first Hall of Fame on this show, and it was such a hit that we've done many since then. We have done everything from the Cereal Hall of Fame to the Toy Hall of Fame to the Smells Hall of Fame to the
Candy to Road candy, Trip
Road
food.
Trip Food.
It's been the tons.
Fall Hall of Fame.
Right. Busting about fall.
We should do a Spring Hall of Fame.
All
probably.
Right.
But not today. One of our listeners, she wrote in and she asked if we would do a drink Hall of Fame. And so I thought she was talking about adult beverages.
Cocktails.
It was like a Jack and Coke, okay.
All day long.
But we think instead it just means beverage, period. And that's actually kind of funny. That's a funny choice for a Hall of Fame because you have this huge range.
So many beverages, Dom.
And you can only pick three that go into the Hall of Fame.
Now, do we need to cut off
what?
Water. Like right off the bat.
No, because here's what I'm thinking.
Is somebody going to call and say, water?
Somebody is going to insist that water go into the Hall of Fame because it is...
Yeah, water's in every drink that you guys are mentioning, right, so it has to be the very first one ever.
It's the genesis of most drinks.
But let's not call in and say water.
You're going to get that person.
Let's have some fun with this.
I know, but if you get that person on the phone, what are you going to tell them?
It's water.
You're just going to say no?
Nope, sorry.
How could it realistically not
Temple.
Go into the Hall
Shirley
of Fame?
Temple.
I'd like to nominate water.
Are you saying that we put water as like grandfathered in? It's already in?
Water's always in.
Okay.
It's just in.
As long as we can say it's in, and then we have to add
three
others.
Three more on top of water.
Now, here's another question. Is the texture / ingredient list going to rule something out? And by that, I mean, for instance, a milkshake. Because in my mind, a milkshake is a beverage.
It's in a cup. You drink it with a straw.
But a Frosty is in a cup, and that is...
But you don't drink... You eat that with a spoon, generally.
Generally.
That's not a beverage. So, like, so we would accept smoothies, floats. What else is there in that thick mixture liquid?
You're a thick mixture. All I know is the line's already
ringing. It's already coming in. So
here's the way it works. Once we get the first three nominations, then we start bumping.
Correct.
And something's going to... People's feelings are going to get...
Don't be mad.
Oh, people's feelings will be hurt.
Don't be mad.
Got to have a little bit of universal appeal, right? Has to have been around for a little while.
Yeah.
And it's got to be something that the majority of people have either heard of or they have tried or they...
Tasted, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So nobody get their feelings hurt when we say,
nope.
Not going to make
it. Nope, sorry.
But the first three are automatically in, and then the bumping begins. So the first one up today is Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. Now, what I got to do is I got to get my list going over here. Yep. You're the first one to nominate, Jeffrey. What are we starting with?
You know, the minute you guys said it, I thought of Tang.
Tang?
Tang has to be in there.
Jeffrey, Tang?
Did you listen to a word I just said?
Well,
come on.
They
it's
made
an
it
American
for space.
Classic. Jeremy's too young to know how important Tang was.
I just said they made it for space. I've had Tang multiple times. The powder, you put it in the water and...
I was actually just telling somebody about Tang less than a week ago because I was talking about as a kid, we lived in Italy for a couple of years and we had to put drops in our water out of the tap because they weren't sure if it was safe to drink in a small town.
Yeah.
And so my mom would throw Tang in to mask the taste of the drops. Because it created,
a weird taste.
And it brought back this memory when I saw a container of Tang. Jeffrey, we will put it on the list. I can't guarantee it's going to survive the rounds.
No, but you made me laugh.
At least it's in for now, my friend.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You Thanks, too. Dude. Bye. All right, 303-691-1649. Tanya, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Beverage Hall of Fame.
Yes, hot chocolate for sure has to be on there.
Well, this is a strong one right here.
Really strong.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Are you a Swiss Miss packet girl or are you homemade?
Homemade for sure.
Whoa, you're fancy.
She's bringing it right now.
With little marshmallows in there. And
no.
Yeah. It's just like comfort in a glass. A hug.
No?
No to the marshmallows.
You're
in
crazy.
It. No, I'm not. I'm aware that people like that.
What do you put? You just do it straight?
Straight.
No whipped cream?
I'm a man. I drink it straight.
Got a double shot of chocolate in that.
You can even start with like a cinnamon stick.
Yeah, you know the
cinnamon stick.
The people over at Snooze have a really really good hot chocolate because it's got some cinnamon in it. Tanya, you go have a great day. Okay.
You're right.
Thanks. Bye. All right, so we've got Tang and hot chocolate to start things off. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, boys.
All right, so you're getting the third and final starting group. What are you nominating?
Tea.
Tea.
Now, personally.
Iced tea? Hot tea?
Do we have to distinguish?
I personally like Texan sweet tea.
There's sweet tea?
There is a sweet
option
tea.
Option 3 is sweet tea.
Are we going to differentiate between all the teas?
A lot of different teas.
Or maybe that's what puts tea into the freaking Hall of
just
Fame.
Just like Lipton, set it in the sun. Straight sun Lipton tea.
Dude, if you're drinking Lipton, we need to really talk.
It's iconic, Dom. It's like Tang.
I think because it's like if you said coffee, which no one has said yet. If you said that, you realize there are a bunch of different varieties.
Coffees.
I think we're just going to have to go with tea.
Tea it is.
And then people can doctor it however the hell they want.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Emma, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Jeremy, we have our first three. Tang, hot chocolate, and tea.
All right.
What will start bumping? Let's find out. Hello, Caprice. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So what are you going to nominate?
I say chocolate milk.
Ooh, that's good.
Now, I would bump Tang for chocolate milk.
Definitely. Yeah, that's more universal.
The problem is now you've got chocolate milk and hot chocolate, which are right there in the same family.
We're double chocolate.
What?
I still think they're pretty different. I mean, you can have
one's
hot, chocolate
hot one's
is,
cold.
Listen,
for a cold day.
Listen,
yeah.
You're in for right now because Tang just got bumped.
Tang's out of there. Sorry.
But Caprice, thank you for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here's Paul. Good morning, Paul. Welcome.
Greetings.
It's another Dom and Jeremy Hall of Fame, this time with beverages. Have you noticed that not one person has done an alcoholic beverage?
Not yet. Where my whiskey at?
Where's beer? Hello, Paul. Welcome.
Hi.
What are you going to pick?
Go with the classic old school lemonade. Get on the corner selling the lemonade. You got to go with the classic.
Give me a lemonade on the rocks. That is pretty classic, and that's like
strong.
It's straight childhood
it's
right there.
Strong. My question is, does it bump any of these? It might bump chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Do you think it does?
Lemonade trumps chocolate milk, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on the fence.
Right, Paul?
I'll put it in. Paul, thank you for your vote, buddy. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so now we're at hot chocolate, tea, and lemonade.
Yeah, we had to get the double chocolate out of there.
Yeah, it had to be
This is hard. This is a hard one, man.
Hello, Shauna. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What are you nominating?
I'm going to throw the lemonade and tea together and say the Arnold Palmer.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's really good.
It is really good.
I don't think on its own it would ever make it in the top three in the
Hall
of Fame.
I would never order one of those.
And because tea and lemonade are already in.
You already kind of won, Shauna.
You kind of backdoored it, okay?
Oh, my.
I'll take the Arnold Palmer over anything chocolate any day.
Well. But you're a weirdo, Shauna. You recognize
I
that.
I am a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
That's funny.
Go have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'd never order that.
No. Hey, Randy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're
thirsty.
So good. This is hard to do, to just come up with three. You realize that, right, Randy?
Every time somebody says something, I'm like, oh, yeah, Tang, you can also use it for that tea. Or, oh, yeah, for every different one, I'm like, oh, those are good.
Think about how hard our job is that we have to whittle it down to three.
Yeah.
So what are you nominating?
I'm going to go with the float because everybody loves a float, whether it's with root beer or Dr. Pepper or whatever their favorite soda is.
You can't say everybody, Randy. I work with a weirdo.
Floats.
Hates the float.
Are gross.
Doesn't float his boat.
No. Oh.
Crazy talk, right? Like a root beer float? Are you kidding me? So good.
They're great at any time of year.
I have one at Christmas every year.
I don't think it could. I don't think a float would beat out the three that are in there right now, though.
But okay. But what if you add the not my grandfather or not my father's root beer?
That's the alcoholic stuff, huh? That stuff is awesome. That is really good. But I still don't think it's going to beat out any of these.
You are wonderful. It's not going to beat out these, but it doesn't mean we don't love you.
All right. Well, I love you guys, too, and good luck with your final three.
Thank you. You have a great day. Drive carefully in all this mess out there, will you please, Randy? Here's Edgar. Hey, Edgar, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What are you nominating?
I don't know if you guys had it, but the Arizona, the mango flavor.
But
really
that's a tea, though.
The mango Arizona tea.
But that's a tea, and we've already got tea in.
Tea's in.
So yeah, you're good to go.
When I heard tea, so.
Yeah, you're good to go.
You're fine.
So all far, right. Unless a tea gets bumped. So you go have a great day, buddy, okay?
You guys too. Thank you.
Bye.
Still, if you'll notice, 567 calls in, not one person has named either that certain dark brew that people say they can't
live
without.
Where's it at?
And there hasn't been one alcoholic beverage nominated.
No glass of wine at all.
No wine.
No wine.
Where the hell is wine?
Where's the winos at?
And we can't just put it in ourselves. It has to be callers.
I want beer in there.
Can you imagine if we did a Beverage Hall of Fame and there's no beer or wine?
Crazy talk. But really, would you rather have a hot chocolate over a beer?
Depends on the day, maybe.
Today, yeah.
Amanda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning to you. What are you nominating?
That wonderful drink of life, coffee.
There it is. There's our coffee.
It finally showed up 10
minutes
in. But what would get bumped?
Hot.
I would have to say the lemonade.
I kind of agree.
Oh, yeah, it would.
I agree.
Get it out of there.
I agree. I don't see how hot chocolate is hanging in, to be honest with you, but it has so far. We're going to put your coffee in. You have a great day, Amanda, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Pam, you're up. What are you nominating?
How about peach Crown Royal?
They make peach Crown Royal now?
That's a little too specific.
How about whiskey? Can you just say whiskey?
Yeah.
Whiskey. Are we putting whiskey in over?
You know I want to.
Hot chocolate?
Yep.
Go on. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Have
a good night. There you go. Here's Grace. Good morning, Grace. What are you nominating?
I'm nominating wine.
See, I'm going to put wine.
Oh, there's wine now. This is all of a sudden turning into.
I'm going to put wine in.
It's been around for centuries.
Thousands, actually. Thousands. It's been around for millennia. I would bump whiskey.
That's fine.
All right, wine just bumped whiskey. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Here's Fred. Fred, what are you nominating?
Oh, come on. It's been around forever. Slurpees.
Slurpees, Dom.
Fred.
What?
Fred.
Really?
Fred.
Oh, come on, guys.
That beats tea.
Come on, guys.
Hall of Fame.
You got 5 seconds to convince us. Ready? Go.
Okay, well, back when I was young, 58 years old, back when I was young, 3, 4, 5 years old.
All right, your 5 seconds are up.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Fred.
Wait, were you convinced?
I was convinced.
You were? To bump something?
Yeah. It's iconic.
What are you bumping? No,
I can't bump any of those.
No. Vicky, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you got?
Orange juice, classic breakfast, screwdrivers, and mimosas. You can use orange juice in all of those.
That's true. But I'm looking at tea, coffee, and wine.
Maybe tea.
Breakfast is important to hydrate.
I am no way replacing tea which takes multiple forms.
She just gave you three for the orange juice.
Well, I know. It's a little too specific.
It's full of sugar.
It's healthy, too.
It's full of sugar, Vicky.
You're wonderful. It didn't make it. It could maybe be in the next round, though, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. We only have time for one more. Adrian, good morning. Welcome.
Hey.
So what are you going to nominate?
a margarita. Barbecue, Mexican food, yeah. End of the day.
Are we talking on the rocks or frozen?
I'm an on the rocks with light salt, but frozen is okay if you add fruit.
Frozen is never okay.
You're crazy. The swirl. Give me the swirl margarita all day long.
You'll spill it on
totally
your
tea.
Jeremy, I couldn't give you a frozen one because you'd spill it on your skirt.
Here we go.
Frozen. Do your buddies know that you drink
no,
frozen?
No, we don't need to talk about this.
Was your buddy Matt? Is that his name?
Leave him out of this.
Matt, Jeremy drinks frozen margaritas.
Leave him out of this.
I don't think it can bump.
It's not going to bump. We have a very strong list right now.
I don't think it can bump.
Don't be mad.
Don't. It doesn't mean we don't love them. Sad?
I am. I would drink a margarita over a glass of tea any day.
Well, me too, but.
Well, man. Listen, you go have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
I don't think it could bump, though.
It's like I said, it starts off with grandma's Lipton tea in the sun, and it's just, it's memories.
That means our beverage Hall of Fame ended up with coffee and tea.
And
it's
wine.
Really their universe. Look, they're worldwide.
Worldwide.
Do you know the number of billions of people who drink both of those?
Absolutely. Those are two powerhouses.
And then we threw wine in there.
You have to. You have to have some sort of alcohol in there.
Right.
I think this is solid for the first time
around. The first time.
This is solid.
When we do the next round, it will open up to others.
We'll have three more. Don't be mad. I feel like people are mad.
Well, they love their beverages. All right.